A new culture arises. The newcomers called themselves Aryans, which in their language meant noble or high-born. They migrated or moved from their homelands in Central Asia. For several centuries, waves of these nomadic herders swept into India. The Aryans drove horse-drawn chariots that helped them gain power. The chariots overwhelmed the enemy's slow-moving foot soldiers and settled populations. In time, local people adopted the language and some of the beliefs of the Aryans. Gradually, a new Aryan culture developed. This culture combined the traditions of the original inhabitants with ideas and beliefs brought by the newcomers. Marriages between members of the two groups created a mixed population. Aryan culture spreads. This new culture first developed in the northern Indus Valley. Gradually, it spread into the Ganges Valley to the east, where people also adopted the Aryan language. By about 800 BC, the people of northern India had learned to make tools and weapons out of iron. With iron axes, these people cleared areas of the thick rainforests of the northeast. There they built farms, villages, and even cities. Aryan life. Most of what we know of early Aryan life comes from religious books called Vedas, which means knowledge. The Vedas tell us that the earliest Aryans were herders and warriors who lived in temporary villages. Often on the move, these people did not at first build cities or spacious homes. The Aryans organized their society around three classes. Aryan priests, called Brahmins, performed religious services and composed hymns and prayers. Ranked below them was a class of warriors and nobles. Next came the artisans and merchants. Gradually, a low-ranking fourth class was formed. It was made up of farm workers, laborers, and servants. The social order. By 500 BC, there was a strict division of classes. Europeans later called it the caste system. At first, each caste, or class, performed special duties. Under the caste system, people always had to stay in the caste of their parents. Over time, the caste system became more complicated. The main castes divided into hundreds of different groups, in which each person had the same occupation. Since people could not leave their caste, they did the same work that their parents and other group members did. The caste system still exists in present-day India, but it is much less rigid. For example, people of different castes interact more freely. Also, many modern professions have no caste ranking. Reading check. How was Aryan society organized?